Welcome back to the Lansing Lugnuts pregame show. Slav Kobekovic now joined by Matt Boyd, Toronto Blue Jays sixth round pick here in 2013 and the newest Lugnut. Matt, take us through the draft process. You got picked in the sixth round. Where were you? What happened?
Well, I was at home, or I guess our home in Corvallis. I was there with a bunch of my teammates, Tony Bryant, Dan Child, Andrew Moore, Ben Wetzler, bunch of the guys, Zachary. So we were all sitting there, and we actually had a super regional game the next day. So we were sitting there trying, wondering where a lot of us were getting taken, but at the same time trying to focus on the next day. And when I heard my name called, it was just I was very grateful. It was shocking. You kind of know it's going to happen, but you don't know when. And just was very blessed and grateful for the opportunity that they believed in my talents and gave me the opportunity to continue to play baseball.
Did you have any idea that the Jays would select you?
Not really. Some teams kind of call and feel out, and it was a great surprise. I've known the scout who drafted me, Ryan Fox. Known him for a very long time, and we got a close relationship. He's a great guy, and used to coach me back in the day on some old scout team. So when he called me, I was very grateful and blessed for the opportunity.
You had a very successful career at Oregon State. Describe your 4 years there.
It was just awesome. I feel like the Lord put me there for a reason. I learned so many things. Grew under the tutelage of Coach Casey, Bailey, Yeski. Coach Lees while he was there, Coach Jenkins. It was awesome. I made some lifelong friendships and I feel like I met the girl of my dreams. I mean, just everything about it. I got a second hometown, and that's Corvallis, Oregon, and they really welcomed me in there, and always gonna bleed black and orange.
Now your original hometown is Mercer Island, Washington, right outside of Seattle. Describe that hometown.
Mercer Island, well, it's a little town outside of Seattle. It's an island, but it's connected by the I-90 floating bridge and the East Channel Bridge from Bellevue to Seattle. So it's right there. It's a small little community, a lot of woods right there on Lake Washington, right in the middle of Lake Washington. So I spent a lot of summers out on the lake and playing ball in that area, and it's a nice area. You're 30 minutes from the mountain pass, and you're 10 minutes down right from the Puget Sound. So I'd always, when I was younger, I'd go watch, when I was older, I'd go down and watch Mariner games at the King Dome and then Safeco, and just got a lot of, I love Seattle. It's always going to have a special place in my heart, and I truly, there's no better city than that.
How did you first get into baseball?
My father. Father introduced me to the game at a real young age. I can remember when I was a little kid walking around with a little Tykes t-ball bat and him throwing wiffle balls and tennis balls back at me in the backyard all the time. It was something that he shared with me. And whether it was going to his ball games and slow pitch and all, and softball, I just always follow him around and learn about the game, watch it on TV. And, having that pro team in Seattle, having the Mariners right there it's always a great opportunity to go watch games and watch guys like, my heroes like King Griffey Jr. and Randy Johnson.
Did you grow up a big Mariners fan then, go to a lot of games?
Oh, yeah, big time, big Mariner fan.
You're a left-handed pitcher, obviously Randy Johnson, about the time that you were a kid. How was that watching him growing up?
Oh, I love him. He's a guy that I really tried to model my game after. He's a little different style pitcher. I'm more of the top. He throws a lot harder, and he's down a little lower arm angle, but I like to take that same mound presence. He was an intimidator. He'd go out there and scare the hell out of someone just with his nonverbals and the way he carried himself. He attacked every hitter, regardless of his caliber. So I really just watching that growing up. That's how I learned the pitch, and that's how my dad raised me. It was always fun watching him. And I loved to have a career like his.
Talking to Lugnuts pitcher Matt Boyd, did you grow up being a pitcher right off the bat, or did you play other positions as well?
I played other positions as well. I actually played at Oregon State as a two-way player. So I played. I got there as a two-way player. My first college appearance was actually a sack fly, a game-winning sack fly at Hawaii. First college hit was a bump. So it was like, oddly enough, I did it both my first few years in college, and then never really saw myself one way or another. But pretty much my sophomore or junior year was when I made the switch to just pitching primarily.
What positions did you play outside of pitcher?
High school, I played first in right field, and a little bit left too, obviously corner outfield. But then college, I was just the DH and first baseman.
How was your bat?
Oh, it was good. You know, it was a power guy. You know, wasn't gonna steal any bases or anything like that. But you know, just a left-handed bat and a gap-to-gap power guy. Yeah.
So your senior year at Oregon State, team obviously got very far into the College World Series. You are now known in NCAA baseball history, and your name will always be there for the outing you had against Indiana, complete game shutout. I think it was 11 strikeouts. What did that game feel like to you? What was your mentality going out? Did you know you were going to have that kind of outing?
Well, you know, you always like to think you're going to have one of those outings, and it just, I prepared myself the same way I did for all, I think, what, 18 starts prior to that, and just went out there, towed it up, and tried to take it a pitch at a time. And, you know, gosh, all the guys behind me, they played great. Jake, you know, catcher, my catcher, he caught a great game. And it was a team effort, man. We made some big plays. We turned a great double play that really bailed me out. And, I mean, it was just, again, I was just blessed for that opportunity. It was awesome.
The Lansing Lugnuts were on a road trip, and I actually remember getting on the bus after, I'm not sure exactly where we were, but you were on the mound. We watched Oregon State against Indiana, and now you're a teammate with a lot of these guys watching you. Has anyone approached you about that, saying that they watched you pitch before you came here?
Yeah, a few guys have. You know, they said they watched the World Series, and they got to watch that game and stuff, and it was pretty cool, you know. Yeah, man, a lot of these guys, all these guys on this team, they've been on a stage like that, so... It's great to be around other ball players that, you know, it's great to be around great ball players all the time. And, you know, they're also great teammates.
How did you end up at Oregon State coming out of high school?
Well, when I was trying to make my decision, I wanted to do a few things. I wanted to play close to home so my family could see me, come watch me. I wanted to play somewhere that let me play both ways, you know, pitch and hit. I wanted to, you know, grow as a ball player and have my desired degree, and I wanted to win a national championship. And when it came down to Oregon State, was they were just coming off their second national championship when they started calling, and you know, it's right down the road. They let me do both things, and you know, just Coach Rick Casey's track record for turn ball play, you know, producing guys that can play at the next level was it's phenomenal. And I had the opportunity, and that was the best decision of my life to go there, and best 4 years of my life.
Now, you've got a couple teammates here in Lansing, Chad Girado, Kendall Graveman, who were both in the College World Series as well. They made it a little bit further than Oregon State, though. But what kind of camaraderie does that give between the three of you?
It's pretty cool. You know, it's got a lot of the same shared memories, even though I really didn't know him until those last few weeks of the season. But it was pretty cool. I remember the first game, I didn't really realize. I remember watching the draft tracker and seeing, okay, Mississippi State. And then it comes around and... you know, you're in Omaha, and my dad came up to me after that first game, which I try to forget about a little bit, but comes up to me and goes, hey, you know that starting pitcher there, you know, you're probably going to be your teammate. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't realize. And he goes, yeah, and the relief pitcher. Then I actually watched Chad's game against Indiana, because he threw about 7 or 8 innings in that one, and pretty much used it as my scouting report against when I went out there. So it was pretty cool, and, you know, it's memories that we're always going to share.
Did you grow up playing any other sports outside of baseball?
Hockey, yeah. I played hockey for 12 years.
Is hockey really popular out in the Seattle area?
I don't know if it's really popular, but we had a pretty good team. We played, only 2 hours from the Canadian border, so we played in the Vancouver area, BC area a ton. And, you know, playing, it's just, it was big. You know, we had one of the best teams on the West Coast, and just really fun. I have, you know, a spot in my heart for that game.
So how long did you end up playing hockey? When did you stop playing?
I stopped playing after my freshman year in high school. So it was, I was, you know, now that you're done with it, you kind of brag about it a little bit. But it was fun. Some of the best years of my life. I actually got to play in Toronto a few times. And, you know, was on the U.S. developmental track. And I made it to the regional developmental team. A year before my last year, I can't remember, but... it was to that point where I wanted to continue to do both, but I had to go. Being in Seattle, you have to either go play, you know, go to the WHL, which loses your amateur status, or go play Junior B, or go to prep school and play junior hockey over in the East Coast. And my mom wasn't gonna let me leave home, so baseball was my sport and my pride. So I wanted to stick with this game and give it a go.
What position did you play in hockey?
My first 10 years or so, I played D. Then my last 2 years, they put me up on wing when some guys got hurt and started scoring and started finding some guys with getting a few assists here and there. So they kept me up there, and it was pretty fun. So D and left wing.
talking to Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Matt Boyd. So you sign your contract. Describe the process of after you got drafted, now you have to agree to a deal, and here you are being assigned to the Lansing Lugnuts. How did that all go?
Well, it was a ton of joy. I got drafted day before the Super Regional started against Kansas State and Corvallis, and it was like, wow, this is awesome. This is a dream come true. You know, I get to play baseball after college. Now I can't think about it. You know, I got to think about the College World Series. Got to think about, you know, finishing this thing out right and finishing the job. And, you know, I didn't really think about it until about those few days after the World Series. It's like, okay, now collect myself and get ready to start this pro career. But it was I was very grateful for the opportunity and blessed that the Blue Jays draft me. And, you know, the Lord gave me an opportunity to continue playing baseball and keep wearing a uniform. So, yeah, and, it's just I'm honored, and it's been a fun ride so far, and I look forward to it being a long ride.
Now you make your professional debut with the Lugnuts out of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. You come on, you give up back-to-back singles,
yeah.
But then you get out of the inning. Describe that thought process after those couple hits. Were you a little bit shaky, a little nervous?
A little nervous. It was more that I had a pretty good adrenaline rush. I was throwing everything in the bullpen. It felt good, and then I get out on that mound, and heart starts pumping a little more, and then everything that was at the knees ends up being at the belt in warm-ups and all, and you had to, you know, start calming yourself down, remind yourself it's just a game, and keep making pitches. So, you know, after that, I felt like I was just a home runner's on. Felt like my first few years at Oregon State when I come into a jam. So just had to make pitches, and guys made some plays behind me, and, you know, we got out of it.
Now you get called upon for your first professional start against South Penn the other day. Three innings, scoreless, hitless, couple strikeouts. On your father's birthday, what was that like to make your pro debut, your first pro start?
It was special. I'm glad I got to share it with my dad. I saved him the game ball. I got it. I wrote on it in my bag. It's still here. I'm going to send it when we get back home to him. But it was a special that was on his birthday. And, obviously with the inning count, you got to, you know, keep it down right now, not throw too many pitches. You know, they're monitoring all that. But it was fun. And even though it was only three innings, it was really fun. And it was an awesome experience, and I look forward to doing it again on Monday. Yeah.
It seems like you and your father have a really good relationship, mainly because of baseball, or were you guys close growing up?
Oh, always close growing up. I mean, he's my coach and everything, you know, but, my role model. I love him to death, and, someone I've always looked up to since I was a little kid, and, off the baseball field and on the baseball field, I mean, he's my coach. He's always been my coach. He's going to continue to be my coach. And, he taught me this game. He taught me how to pitch, taught me how to play ball the right way. And, baseball is always going to be that special thing that we're going to share.
Describe Matt Boyd on the mound. What is your game?
I like to think of myself as a bulldog, just an intimidator. Go out there and attack, regardless of the hitter. Go out there, attack, and win or lose, you're always going to fail on the side of aggression. And that's just my biggest thing. Go out there fearless and with a full heart, and just get after it, and make pitches. That's the biggest thing.
Now, obviously, pitch limit, inning limit for you the rest of the season. What are your goals and expectations for yourself individually and as a team?
Individually, make quality pitches. Just get out, really try to work on my craft. I've got a few things I need to work on, in terms of just my game on the mound, and I want to continue to get better at those as a team. Try not to look at the standings too much, but try to make a run at this thing, and try to get in the playoffs and see if you can cause some havoc. So, but again, we're just taking it the game at a time, and it's pretty fun. It's a fun group of guys.
Now off the field, what does Matt Boyd like to do? How do you kind of get away from baseball when you're not at the diamond?
Well, I like to get away from baseball. I mean, I love to play golf. Love to be with my buddies. Kind of a gamer when it comes down to it. I really get comes to an Xbox, I get pretty competitive in that too. But also, I love to just deepen my faith. Read the Bible, try to learn about God's word, and just be a beacon of his beacon of his word and a representation of him, and just live for him in all I do, and that's honestly my biggest thing. And I try to take that on the field as well and play for him and know that I'm playing for bigger reasons than him on the front or the back.
What's something that people may not know about Matt Boyd?
Probably the hockey thing. A lot of people don't know I didn't play hockey. I'm always everybody knows me kind of as the nice guy. When they hear that I kind of had a little mean streak when I played hockey, it kind of shocks a lot of people.
What teams do you root for, not only in hockey but in other sports?
Other sports, well, you know, hockey, I'm a Blackhawks fan. Comes to basketball, Seattle Sonics, but we don't have a team anymore. So
I hope they come back personally myself.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, but comes to football, I'm a diehard Hawks fan. You know, 12th man all the way. Love the Seahawks. Got my Russell Wilson T-shirt jersey in there in the locker room. I wear all the time, and I look forward to going to some games this year. I love that atmosphere. I've stuck with them all the way through, from the ups and downs, and it's fun to see him have success and to really start all the excitement for this year is pretty awesome.
Now, he's no longer here since the promotion to Dunedin, but you had a fellow Washington native, Kramer Champlin, on the team for a while. Did he help you kind of transition into coming on to the Lugnuts?
He did, yeah, definitely. It was actually kind of a funny thing. I remember playing Kramer. I remember the name. I remember playing him at Arizona State, actually, in the Pac-12, and then I came out here, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I actually forgot he was from Olympia, so... It was kind of cool to have another Northwest guy, and he kind of showed me the ropes here and there, and took me under his wing a little bit for those first few days.
That's Lugnuts starting pitcher Matt Boyd. Matt, thank you so much for the time, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, we'll be back with more Lugnuts pregame right here on 92.1 Big Country.